Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A federal judge has just released hundreds of documents in the 2020 election case against Donald Trump. New evidence is part of what's included. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
I think we can expect to hear not more about legal charges, but more of those details, more about how he allegedly tried to interfere with the certification and get others to help him do so.
Trump's lawyers tried to delay the release till after the election. In Germany, President Biden commented today on Israel's killing of the Hamas leader who plotted last October's attack in Israel.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands. I told the Prime Minister of Israel yesterday, let's also make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace.
CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
There is no sign yet that this could be the end of fighting in Gaza. Just this morning, Israel's military ramped up for a new operation in northern Gaza, showing off a brigade with about two dozen tanks in the area of Jabalia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that evil suffered a heavy blow with the death of Sinwar, but that Israel's mission by far is not complete. They are still going after what remains of Hamas.
2 months after his release from a Russian prison, Paul Whelan tells CBS News it's still hard to come to grips with the ordeal. He says Brittany Griner's release in 2022 turned out to be a big assist to him.
Brittany was a great help. After she came home, I think probably within days of her getting home, she was talking to people about how they could support me. And she had people making monetary donations, sending cards, sending letters, offering all sorts of support.
South Korea's intelligence agency says North Korea has sent 1,500 Special Forces soldiers to Russia, likely to be deployed in Ukraine. Aircraft supplier Spirit AeroSystems says it has to take some action as the strike by machinists at Boeing drags into a sixth week. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
Beginning October 28th, approximately 700 Spirit employees will be furloughed for 21 days. The furloughs are in combination with a series of other cost-saving measures, including a hiring freeze and travel and overtime restrictions.
A new report on January's school shooting in Perry, Iowa, says the 17-year-old student shooter tried but failed to live stream his actions. The report also credits the principal who was killed and other officials for running toward the gunfire and looking to intervene. A student also died in the shooting. Wall Street, Dow's down 54. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha County committee unanimously rejected a resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County. At a meeting this week, Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norgan said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. That's not clear here.
Instead, he suggested a task force as a more appropriate approach. Racine will honor firefighter Max Baer at a memorial service in Memorial Hall downtown today. Baer, who died in a motorcycle crash, served with the Raymond Fire Department for 14 years and recently joined the Racine Fire Department. A former Kenosha County teacher's aide faces new allegations of sexual misconduct with a third student. The preliminary hearing yesterday for Anna Marie Crocker was delayed until late November. Possible additional charges could come from both Racine and Kenosha counties. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Covey will meet for their sole debate tonight at 7. The debate will be broadcast on civic media radio stations across the state, locally on 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
I look at A.J. Johnson. He struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. You just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. Badgers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what is he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time, so we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our high temperatures both today and tomorrow to the upper 60s, and then we get bumped up to the mid-70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
And it's time now for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. And you can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and...
Now. The rest of the story. Kenneth Thomasma wrote a charming book called Nayanuki. In Shoshone Indian, that name, Nayanuki, translates girl who ran. With simple eloquence, the author relates the story of two young girls who were captured by a rival band of Indians on the Jefferson River, just upstream from Three Forks, and they were force-marched to an area near what is now Mandan, North Dakota. One of the young girls, age 11, was Sacagawea. She was traded to a French guide. The other little girl, Nayanuki, separated from her friend, vowed to escape, and eventually did. 4 years later, August 17, 1805, explorers Lewis and Clark came to an Indian settlement on the Beaverhead River. By now, Sacagawea has become a guide for that expedition. At this village, another young Shoshone woman emerged from the crowd, and the two recognized one another immediately. Sacagawea and Nayanuki. The reunion of these two girls, who had endured so much, is told by the author with much tenderness. To paraphrase or to quote only a portion would do an injustice to his eloquence, but it is a moving story. Both of these, as children, had faced child abuse worse than death, but each had fulfilled what was to become the American dream, freedom and independence. 2 years ago, a copy of the book, Nayanuki, was checked out of the library in Bozeman, Montana. And when Kristen Anderson started reading the book, she couldn't put it aside until she was finished. By now, some of the pages are stained with her tears, but Miss Anderson reread it. And again, it related an amazing triumph over unspeakable hardships. And the more she read, the more unfair it seemed that our federal government had honored the name of Sacagawea for having guided Lewis and Clark by naming one of the highest peaks in the Bridger Mountains, Sacagawea Peak. And yet, the other little girl, who had shared altogether as much hardship and pain in a quest for freedom, had been ignored by history. Well, Miss Anderson got busy. She wrote to Washington, D.C., she was referred to the United States Board of Geographic Names. She sent a copy of the book about Nayanuki, related the circumstances, recited the parallels in the experience of the girls until eventually she got an audience for her views. I will not say that Miss Anderson pestered the government officials. I will say that she was most persistent. I mean, she enlisted the local chapter of the Children of the American Revolution, got their help. She made a display for the county library soliciting signatures. She filled out government forms and more forms. She launched a writing campaign which flooded the government agency with thousands of letters. Well, the United States Board of Geographic Names was persuaded, and today, you look north by east from Bozeman, Montana, you're going to see two tall mountains in the Bridger Range. One of them is Sacagawea Peak, and the other... officially, and for whatever earthly time there is, the other is named Nayanuki. A girl age 11 whom history had forgot will now be remembered forever. Miss Kristen Anderson of Bozeman first read that book when she was 9. and she could relate to the little Shoshone Indian girl. For Miss Anderson, who persisted until this 180-year-old debt was paid, Miss Anderson even now is only 11. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. Local news, Timeless Hits, and Paul Harvey right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy, and it is great to be with you today. Paul Harvey will be on Monday at 7:25 next, the Don Rosen.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Someday, we'll walk in the rain. child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
That group. Five stair steps. Not six. Not four. Five. Ooh, child, right here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and my old Uncle Dick. Dick's Picks. It's a Friday. Which
it is a Friday.
Yep.
Good to hear you. We're back.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the thing is, it's always awesome that it's Friday, but to make it even awesomer or awesome sauce, Dick Trucks is here with me to do our Dick's Picks. What is it today, Dick?
Well, today we're going to talk about one of the top duels of all time. Simon and Garfunkel met in elementary school in 1953. They were 11 years old and lived in Queens, New York. Since they met in school, I thought we'd approach today's segment like a teacher.
All right.
So class is in session. Questions? Ooh, Mr. D. How many names did Simon and Garfunkel record under? Three. The Peptones, Tom and Jerry, and finally Simon and Garfunkel. Oh, Mr. T. How long did it take Simon and Garfunkel to get popular? They sang together and wrote songs for 11 years, from 1953 to 1964, when they dropped their first album. Ooh, Mr. T, how many albums and hit singles did they have? They released five albums from 1964 to 1970. Four of those albums went to number one on the charts, and all five albums earned platinum status. They recorded 59 songs together, had three number one singles, and over a dozen top 40 hits. Ooh, Mr. T, I heard Mrs. Robinson in a movie once. What's that about? Great question. Mrs. Robinson was on the movie soundtrack for The Graduate in 1968. Simon and Garfunkel won two Grammys for Mrs. Robinson, and the soundtrack wins the Grammy for Best Motion Picture Score.
Mm.
Oh, me, Mr. D. What about Bridge Over Troubled Water? I love that song. Well, you're not alone. Bridge was number one for 10 weeks as an album, and number one for 6 weeks as a single. It swept the 13th annual Grammy Awards, winning five statues and being hailed as Album of the Year. It also made number 51 on the Greatest Albums of All Time list by Rolling Stone magazine. Mr. D, why did they break up and when? Well, the when is easy. They formally broke up before their landmark album, Bridge, was even released in 1970. The why is always full of controversy and speculation, and I won't do that at this time. But to their credit, though, they have always reunited for causes they believed were important to them and the world. Okay, Cindy, I know every time I hear this song, it chokes me up, but we have to play it. Give us Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. We love that song!
We do.
Dick's Pick for October 18, 2024.
Uncle Dick, you are awesome. Thank you so much. WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are side. Oh,
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine.
News, timeless hits. Good to the last drop. Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJM with Simon and Garfunkel. Uncle Dick's picks for this Friday, right here on October 18th. Uncle Dick will be back next Friday, same bat station, same bat time, to give us his next Dick's Picks, which I actually know what it is, and I'm really excited about it. But and so will you. So will you, guaranteed, or your money back. Wait, you're not paying anything. But anyway, Uncle Dick's Picks, we certainly thank Dick Trucks from Greendale for sharing that with us. So again, Dick's Picks every Friday here at WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and nothing like the real thing. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Local News, Timeless Hits, it back on WRJN. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Yeah, Marvin Gaye had huge success with her beautiful singing voice. And the other successful duet he had was with Kim Weston. And both of those ladies' voices were absolutely perfect. And, of course, Marvin Gaye had a perfect voice. The duets with those two ladies is just absolute magic. And we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. Voting rights groups are ramping up their efforts after young adults in Wisconsin got intimidating text messages about voting. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine ribbon-cutting ceremony brought together Racine's mayor and Eric Hovde. The U.S. Senate candidate's development company did the work on the Breakwater 233. He helped cut the ceremonial ribbon this week. The Breakwater is the name of the over 200-unit apartment complex near the lake on Lake Avenue. Although the ribbon cutting was recent, the Breakwater started taking on residents last month. Former Kenosha County school aide Anna Marie Crocker, already facing charges of sexually assaulting two young boys, may face additional charges. Prosecutors yesterday revealed the possibility of a third victim. During a brief preliminary hearing yesterday, the assistant district attorney said that new reports are expected next week. Investigators are said to be examining Crocker's phone. The Senate candidates spent some time in southeastern Wisconsin this week. To close the week, they'll be together on the airwaves. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race takes center stage tonight as Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde meet for their sole debate. It'll be held at 7 and will be broadcast on many Civic Media radio stations. You can listen locally on 540 WAUK. The event in Madison has Baldwin defending her bid for a third term against political newcomer Hovde. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our high temperatures both today and tomorrow to the upper 60s, and then we get bumped up to the mid-70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Where to look for love, I just don't know how. Oh,
musical news, timeless hits, and unforgettable hints from British female singers. Right here on WRJM with Betula Clark.
Attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
and timeless hits. That's all right here on WRJ. And great to be with you this afternoon. I'm Cindy Huber. And we're taking a look at what's going on tonight as far as sports. You're going to hear high school football live on WRJN, just as you've always heard. Tonight is Racine taking on Indian Trail High School Academy in Kenosha. The pregame is at 5:30. Kickoff is 6, and you can hear it live right here on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Thank you.
listen, local news, timeless is, yeah, they're back on WRJN. Got Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. Mike Clemens back with sports and even CBS National News. Weather, too. Just minutes away on WRJN.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all. And now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see.